Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Credit Havens. It's been a while since I've been on the podcast. I definitely plan on doing this more consistently moving forward. Weekly is my goal, every Thursday at 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. You know, really the goal of this podcast and YouTube channel is going to be honing in on education, you know, providing free education to people surrounding credit and financial stability. And so today's topic, I'm going to go through FICO credit scores and how to properly improve FICO credit scores, especially if you're looking to improve for lending. You know, the reason why I wanted to talk about this is we've been working with a lot of people, and we're based out of Minnesota. We've been working with a lot of people in Florida, Texas, a few more southern states, as well as here in Minnesota where we're from. But, you know, I've been, you know, reaching out to more people, you know, outside of the state that, you know, working more over the phone or over, you know, Google Hangouts or Skype or web meeting. But the one thing that I'm hearing a lot from people is that they've either gone through the process of disputing on their own, or they worked with a company. You know, I'm not going to name any names, but they've worked with companies out there where their, you know, their methodology as a business is the dispute process, which is credit repair, where they challenge information on a credit report to potentially delete it. Well, don't get me wrong, that's important. You know, the way I like to explain that to my clients is, you know, the dispute process is key, because if we do have information that's on a credit report that's causing a negative impact today, if there is anything on there that's potentially no longer valid or accurate as of today, it makes sense to go through the process of investigation to help repair that and remove that off your report. And what that does is it lessens the negative baggage, you know, the baggage from a past, that weight, it's weighing down the scores. You know, that is what that does. But here's the thing. If you do not properly handle open active accounts, I'm talking about credit cards, auto loans, lines of credit, whatever it is, anything that's reporting to the credit bureaus, if you don't have multiple accounts open and established, if they're not being managed certain ways, your scores can easily still be low. I just talked to someone today who has been working with the company for a year and 4 months. A year and 4 months of his life being proactive, working with the company, trying to get back on track, and his scores are still in poor credit standing. A year and 4 months. And this is why. All that was being focused on and all that was stressed on was the dispute process. So here's what we're going to do. This is, you know, take out your pen and paper, you know, write this information down. You can watch this again on my YouTube channel or podcast. But I'm going to really hone in now. I'm not going to talk about the dispute process, even though it's important. I get that. I think it's more important to hone in on the root of the problem. And what that is credit building and proper credit management that improves FICO credit scores. Okay. So the first thing is revolving accounts. Revolving accounts are credit cards, lines of credit, okay? You want to have at least 3 open active revolving accounts. Anywhere between 3 to 5 is ideal. And when I say 3 to 5 open active revolving accounts, I don't mean going out there and applying for every single credit card you can find, using them and maxing them out, and it's not about that. You also want to stress financial stability and discipline in how you manage those accounts, okay? So let's just start with 3. If you have 1 right now, if you have 0, you want to work your way up to 3. That's the key, okay? Once you have 3 open active revolving accounts, maybe initially it's a secured credit card because you're in poor credit standing and you need to secure, you know, a credit card with your own funds as a deposit to then have that credit card and it reports. That's key. You got to make sure it reports. Maybe it's a retail line of credit. Fingerhut is a great option. Macy's, Kohl's, you know, more of that retail line of credit. It's really good to actually have a mix of different types of revolving accounts. And then you have unsecured credit cards like Capital One, Chase, Barclays. You know, there's other accounts that are considered unsecured credit cards. And some of them do offer secured credit cards, but a lot of times those are used more for unsecured credit cards. Once again, you want at least 3, okay? If you want any information on what accounts you should be applying for, because the one thing that I want you to avoid is applying for an account and you're denied, because now you just wasted a credit-seeking inquiry that negatively impacted your scores for no reason. Yes, there's a negative impact when you apply for something. When it's a credit-seeking inquiry, there is going to be a negative impact specific to the credit bureau that they pulled from. So why waste that? You want to make sure that if you're applying for something, you're going to be approved. So if you have any questions, you know, my team and I, we have no problem going through an analysis of your credit report with you over the phone, pull a consumer report, and we can really gauge on what you should be doing and how and what types of accounts you should be opening and also realistically when. Okay? So I'll get into that in a little bit, but you want three. Now, let's say you have three. A lot of people are confused on the proper management of revolving accounts. It's very easy when you're in a credit building stage where you've had poor credit and you're wanting to build your credit for you to be approved, let's say, for a low-limit credit card of $300, very easy to spend $300 in the course of a month, right? Very easy. Go to the grocery store twice, you're at $300. So what you need to understand is how are revolving accounts reported to the credit bureaus? And what's reported is the billing statement. There's a billing cycle date. There's a statement closing date to each bill that you receive in the mail or paper list, you know, email, whatever it is. That's very, very, very important to know because the information on that bill is what was and what will be reporting on your credit reports. So if you have a low-limit credit card of $300 and you went to the grocery store a couple of times and you spent, let's say, $240, well, now when you get your bill, even if you paid it off in full, it's going to report the 240 out of 300, and now on your credit report and how it appears on paper, you appear to be dependent on that card throughout the course of a month, so therefore your risk must be higher, scores go down. So what we want to do is understand that and tweak the management of these accounts in a way that show we have less risk and we're managing things properly. So what you want to do is hone in. I personally like 10%. 10% will cause a positive impact to FICO credit scores, and it is an easy, you know, it's an easy number to remember, and it's easy when it comes to math. So let's say you have $300, 10% is $30. So what you'll do is you'll go maybe fill up your tank of gas one time, $30, don't use it again. You get your bill, you can pay it off in full, repeat cycle, but now when it comes to that bill, it's reporting a balance of $30. That is now reported to the credit bureaus. On your credit report, it shows a balance of $30 out of $300. Now, on paper, you are active with a revolving account, so you have the data for FICO to evaluate risk, but you do not appear to be dependent on that card throughout the course of that month. Your risk is less, scores go up. Okay? That's what it's all about. Now, for people who are really wanting to improve their credit scores, improve the strength of their credit profile for better lending options, let's say like a mortgage or maybe a better credit card in the future, you know, these type of steps are things that you want to take because it's all about maximizing your FICO score improvement. You're maximizing the improvement of your credit profile by managing accounts this way. You know, so let's say you've done that now with a secured credit card. You went to Wells Fargo or First Progress, U.S. Bank. You've now obtained a $300 secured credit card, which does report as a revolving account to all three bureaus. You're now managing that properly, $30. You're not spending more than $30 or 10%. You get your bill, you pay it off, you repeat cycle. Now what's happening is that a card is reporting every month. You're building up positive payment history. You're building more length of credit history, which is good. You're building up more data, and you're managing it in a way that improves FICO credit scores. That is going to open up opportunities for you to be approved for better credit cards, unsecured credit cards, you know, credit cards that, you know, could potentially give you some sort of rewards or points or things that you might actually want in the future. It's giving you the opportunity to be approved for better types of accounts. That's what it's all about. So that maybe a secured card or a Fingerhut's a really good option that's low cost if you have poor credit. You know, they have a Fresh Start program that's great. It costs $30 to obtain a line of credit through Fingerhut. It's a great option. You know, there are multiple options out there if you are in a poor to fair credit standing. And if you want help with that on knowing what you should open, reach out to us. You know, give us a call, 612-444-2000. 3411, 612-444-3411. That's our client helpline. You could call me directly, 612-444-3426, 612-444-3426, or you could just email hello@yourcreditlife.com, you know, and we can reply to you that way. You could go to our Facebook, our website, yourcreditlife.com is our website. You know, don't hesitate to reach out because a consultation is always free. And you could just let us know, hey, I listen to the podcast or I watch the YouTube, you know, and I just want some help in understanding, you know, my credit report, and I'm trying to figure out how to improve my scores. I need help with credit building. What should I be looking for? You know, we have no problem going through that consultation and kind of giving you some advice on what you should be doing moving forward. You know, we do have services that we charge for that you have the opportunity to move forward with if you want, but it really just starts with that consultation. And going through the report, going through your goals, and figuring out what needs to be done to get you there. Okay, so now for the revolving accounts, remember, three is the key. Three to five, if you don't have three, you want to start by getting up to three. But anywhere between three to five being managed correctly is key to help improve the strength of your credit profile and also improve FICO credit scores. What that also does for you is if you're looking to be approved for a mortgage in the future, having multiple accounts open, active, with positive payment history, length of credit history, being managed correctly, puts you in a very good position to be approved for better or you know, more of that, like a mortgage, a larger loan, you know, something that's very important. It's not easy to obtain. You're putting yourself in a very good position for that because ultimately what you're showing within your credit report is that you have the ability to handle, you know, you're managing what you have right now correctly, and there's enough there to show, that you have the ability, to handle a mortgage payment. That's key. So that's something that I think a lot of people are missing. If you're goal-driven and you know that you want to be approved for a specific loan, you should understand what the underwriters or what banks or lenders are looking for that type of loan, okay? Another thing that you want to understand is an installment account and what that is. An installment account is auto loan, mortgage loan, student loans, certain personal loans, anything that's reporting as, you know, you have a loan amount, you have a specific interest rate and a term, and you're making installment payments on that, and you pay it off by the end of that term, okay? It's an installment account. Installment accounts are viewed differently in the FICO scoring algorithm, you know, so, or the scoring model, you know, so on an installment account, you just want to make sure that you're making your payments on time. Obviously, that's key on everything, but you want to have at least one to two installment accounts within your credit report because now you're building up a healthy mix or a healthy credit profile. You have one or two installment accounts open. We now have three open active revolving accounts. So now we have four to five open active accounts that are reporting to all three major credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, you're really building a well-rounded, strong credit profile that improves scores and once again puts you in a very good position for lending. One thing that I'll touch on in a little, you know, a little bit is credit repair and the dispute process, because I know I brought that up in the beginning, and I want to touch on it just a little bit. I don't want that to be the focus of this specific podcast and show, but credit repair is something that, you know, a lot of people are aware of it and some people aren't. It is an industry that's growing. I really, really, really think it's important for you to understand as a consumer that it is your legal right to challenge information within your credit report, period. Information, as it's being reported to the major credit bureaus, it's just data transfer. They're just taking it in as it is. It gets tied to what's called identifying information. That's your information as a consumer, name, different spellings of your name, social, date of birth, employment history, DMV registration. I mean, there's so much that gets reported to the bureaus. It's not always just specific to lending, as well as, you know, accounts that are reporting. So because of that reason, and because that there isn't necessarily a validation process that's happening, that's why laws have been written in your favor to give you the ability to work within the laws to challenge information within your credit report. I really think that's important to understand, especially if you have had issues in the past, like collections. You know, I did a video on this that a lot of people have been responding to, I always bring up collections because it makes more sense to people that have gone through an issue. But a lot of people aren't aware that collections get bought and sold frequently. They change hands frequently, 3 to 6 months. And so if you look at your credit report and you notice that there's a Midland credit management and there's a portfolio recovery and, you know, whatever it is, but you notice that the original creditor is the same, it's the same debt, that can easily happen. And that's because as information is being reported to the bureaus, they're taking it in. They're not necessarily doing any follow-up on your behalf to make sure information is still accurate and valid as of today. So if that collection company sells it to another collection company and they then report, now you have two collections reporting for the same original debt. That is a perfect opportunity to go through the dispute investigation process to make sure that the information on your report is valid and accurate as of today. Because if it isn't, it should then be removed. You know, and it sounds like a simple process, but unfortunately it is a detailed process. The dispute process, it seems vague, but it really isn't. There's multiple different ways of challenging an account. And you really want to make sure that if you're really looking to get a handle on your credit, that you do it the right way to help expedite the removal of information in your report that is no longer valid. And then you also want to make sure you're addressing any accounts that are valid that should be addressed through debt settlement. You know, if you have a valid debt that's been charged off or in collection and you know it's out there and it's reporting accurately and they have everything needed to verify and validate that debt, as long as you've done the proper steps of building credit management, you're improving scores that way, you've repaired the past on what you can, well, now you go through strategically and settle out certain debts so you no longer have the risk of it getting sold to another collection company and now they report it and now we're going backwards again. You know, so it's very important to have that holistic approach of credit building, credit management, repair, dispute investigation, credit repair, as well as settlement. You want to make sure that you negotiate settlements on accounts that are valid when it makes sense, you know, based on your goals and how you're looking to improve your credit. So I hope that you learned a lot on this. You know, every week I'm going to be doing this podcast and channel, YouTube channel show. I really want people to have the opportunity to get some true education. Instead of it just being a sales pitch, I want you guys to take this for what it is and really listen in what I'm telling you and teaching you, because a lot of people, regardless of your situation, there are people who are paycheck to paycheck. There are people who have done well in life and they've made mistakes and they have negative impacts and marks on their credit. It affects everyone, period. You know, so having a handle on your credit will lead to better credit scores, better credit profile. It leads to financial stability. It opens up doors for you to move on and do better in your life moving forward when it comes to low interest rates, lower payments, lower insurance rates, which then allows you to be more prepared for retirement planning. You know, that's something that I haven't talked about in a while, but you wouldn't be, I mean, you'd be surprised how by having good credit will make that piece and creating additional cash flow easier for you, which will help you prepare for later on in your retirement. You know, so next week I'll be on again. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I look forward to doing this more.